All right, we are heading to Uganda, where we get a chance to meet the Queen. She is Queen Sylvia Nagenda of Buganda. Born in the United Kingdom, raised in Uganda, she married King Kabaka Mutebi II in 1999. After a career working in various U.S. sectors, including public relations, international nonprofits, healthcare, and human services, she's a graduate of New York University and New York Institute of Technology. She's a queen who also advocates for public service, having worked as a goodwill ambassador for the United Nations Population Fund. She's also worked as a consultant to bring resources to Uganda's entrepreneurs and the business community. I tell you what, I really take my hat off to the men of various races, particularly the white race, most of these who we listed here, who said, you know what, the color doesn't matter to me. The color is not a barrier to me. I love this woman. I want her to be my wife. And she said, you know what, the color, it's not what matters to me. I love this man. I want him to be my husband. And they came together as husband and wife. And again, I take my hat off to Mr. Habsburg, who said, you know what? I'm aware of the talking, the noise, if you will, that's going on within the family. You all might as well shut the noise down, because this is a marriage that is equal to any other marriage in this family. No different. Yes, that's the way to handle situations like that. Not by being quiet about it. You know, it's one thing to say, well, you know, I'm not going to take part in that madness. I'm not going to take part in that discussion. But I'm not going to say anything to silence the noise either. It's something else to say, not only am I not going to take part in that conversation, but I'm going to make sure that it is understood by everyone that this conversation ends now. I decided I'd go ahead and feature this song, Rise, because that's what this is about. This is about rising, and in more ways than one, rising above the status quo. Men who said, you know what, regardless of color, this is the woman I love. I'm bringing her into this family. And she was raised to quite a level. Royalty. It just causes me to take my hat off again to the many people who said, more than 8 years ago, it is time for us to put in the White House the person we believe is most qualified to lead our nation, regardless of color. And they put in the White House a great president, a great man, Barack Obama, and his lovely wife, our First Lady, former First Lady, Michelle Obama. That's what life is about, ladies and gentlemen. It's about saying, hey, you know what? We're not going to get caught up in color. Now, I didn't say we're not going to see color. I see color. To me, all these color variations are beautiful. The variety of colors is beautiful, whether it's in a marriage, whether it's different colors occupying the White House from one time to the next, whatever it is. Beautiful colors. I think it's great when we celebrate a couple, newlywed couple, who've married because they love each other, and we don't get caught up in the color and see something there that isn't there. As I've said before, I know that in the long run, beauty is really in the heart of the beholder. And some people just aren't going to see beauty where others do see it. My hat is off to everyone who says, you know what? The colors are different. The humanity is the same. They love each other. Go for it. Why not marry? Spend the rest of your life with the one you love. And there's no question that something could go wrong and the marriage not work out well, but what about so many marriages where the two who are married are of the same ethnicity and the marriages don't work out? We're seeing quite a few mixed couples across the country. I don't know about around the world because, in all honesty, I just haven't been around the world. It's been years and years and years since I was out of the country. What have you seen as you travel to other countries? Do you see more mixed couples? Whether they're black and Hispanic, Hispanic and Asian, white and Asian, whatever the mix may be. Do you see quite a few mixed couples as you travel to other countries? Would you say that it's about the same as you see here in America? Would you say there's more? Would you say it's significantly less? Man, I tell you, it would be great if we had a blending pot. A blending pot. I say blending because sometimes, you know, when things melt, they kind of get destroyed. A blending pot where we decide we're going to live in the same country and enjoy each other. Enjoy each other. Enjoy each other within and across ethnic lines. We're just going to enjoy each other. Best wishes to all of these couples we just mentioned. Till next time.